So, the topic of today's shiur is usage of ma'aser k'safim money for the expenses of a chasana, to marry off your children. Whereas on one hand, is there a chova to marry off your children? And if there is, so then maybe, then if you use your ma'aser k'safim money for that, then you're spending ma'aser k'safim for your own chova. And we know that's the first rule we have in ma'aser k'safim, is maybe it's only for the aniyim. But even if it's not only for the aniyim, it's for every mitzvah, but it can't be for a chova. Because then you're pareya chova with the most ma'aser. So that was the shaila. So, is there a chova? Where is the source of? We know the Gemara here on page 2 in Kiddushin Chavtes. So the father has to do all these things. So what's the source that a father has to marry off his kids? So that's the Gemara here on page 3 in Kedushin Lamed Amud Beis. Vasir Isha Menolam Tekhsiv Chu Noshim Holidu Bonim Abuanos Chu Levnechem Noshim Vez Benosechem Tenu LaNoshim. So that's the Pasuk here in Yirmiyahu, first page. Chu Noshim Holidu Bonim Abuanos Chu Levnechem Noshim There's been Osechim Tenu Lanoshim. The Seilanda Bani Muganos Ruvusham Val Tim Otto. So the Gemara says like this. On Lamed Amud Beis, page 3. Vasir Isha Manal and Dakhsiv Khunoshim will lead the bottom of one of school of Nechem Noshim, that's been Osech of Tanul Hanoshim. Bishlum will be no Biodo. So, Biod, in other words, for your son, as we'll see in Rashi and in the other, in Ksubis, that the Derech of an Isha is Lachso Achar Isha. So Mamela, the father doing it on behalf of the son, that's the derech. Even though in our society, mothers, parents are looking, calling up for their daughters also. But in those days, the women were more passive, and the people who were representing the women were more passive, and the man was the active, and people on behalf of the man were more active. So what if Chunachim Alidim, what if Bonos? So Bishlum Abino Biyado. So what does it Biyado means? Because it was a different society. So the man's side was, you didn't hear so much a woman is proactive in the Shidduch scene. That's what Rashi writes elsewhere. We'll see. But the man, or the man or who's representing the man, is proactive. So that you can be proactive to get a Shidduch for your daughter. For your son, rather. Elabito biyadohi. So, well, how do you get a shidduch for your daughter? So today it's not a kasha. You call up this website and that website, and you make 100,000 phone calls to get a shidduch for your daughter. But then people, well, that was, the daughter and the people representing the daughter were passive. So how do you do it? What do you do? Hachikamala, ditem labidi v'lishne. Levashe with nechsaye. In other words, buy a nice clothing. That's what you have to do. You have to buy a nice clothing, so then people will be attracted and will want to marry her. Talking about the nita lo midi uvashe uvnechsaye ki heched dekafsu Allah inchi. So that's the story. There's another Gemara you have to look at on page 4. So there is a mitzvah to find get a shidduch for your son and daughter, right? It's funny, if you'd ask what's the source, you'd have to call pasuk in Yirmiyahu Chavtes is the source. You know, you wouldn't necessarily. You know, the Gemara quotes that. I'm just saying it's like a funny source. That's the source that you have to find the shidduch for your kid. Is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu Kavtes. And then we have another Gemara, which is in Ksubis, which quotes that same pasuk. There is a takana like this. Look in the Mishnah of Ksubis benin dichrin. He says, look at the Mishnah. Lo kosev lo benin dichrin yehav alichi minoi in the yasu kesef ksub osayich yesa al kol kayem di imachun chayim shu tanai bezdin. So what is this talking about? That so the problem is like this. When a woman gets married to a man, so if she dies, now she you know, gets the ksuba, she also brings into the marriage and the dunya, you know, that her father gave her to bring into the marriage, you know, equity, you know, some mominous that he, but there's always a fear that maybe she'll die before him, he'll be yorish the nedunya, he'll remarry, have another wife, have kids with this other wife, and then ultimately the nedunya money from the first wife, after he dies, we'll go divided amongst all the kids. So say she only had one kid with the first wife, and now with the second wife, he has 5 kids. So all that money that the father is giving might end up in the grandchildren that are not his grandchildren. So therefore, he might be very hesitant to give her a nice nedunya, because he wouldn't mind if eventually the nedunya ends up in his grandchildren's pockets, but they end up in the other, from the other marriage. That so then he might not want to, you know, risk that and not give her a nice nedunya. So therefore they made a takana that what was the takana? That benin dichrin, the male sons that we're going to have together, they will yarshin the whole nedunya. There's all this money, say he gets $10,000 for a nedunya, and ultimately if she'll die and then her husband will get it, and then the husband will die and the grandkids will get it, but that money from that original is siphoned off, that will only go to the kids of this man, this father-in-law, his grandchildren, but not any other grandchildren of, you know, they're not his grandchildren, that are from the other marriage. And this way, he won't be what? He won't be hesitant to give a good nedunya. So low cost of lamedin dichrin the other week you know yarsin kesk sorry yesar chokem di makul kaya. If he didn't write that, even if you didn't write it into the ksuba, that's called a tanai ksuba. So tanai ksuba means that it's understood that, you know, that this, and this Rav Shechter once wrote a whole article about, you know, the concept of takonis chazal, but here they made a takonis chazal that's going against the Torah, because the Torah has dina yerusha, and the dina yerusha would mandate that all his sons, you know, make the equal, except the Bukhor, will have an equal share. So if there's one son from the first marriage, and then with the second husband she has five sons, so then most of that money should be going to those five kids, because so this kid is only one kid. But where they made a takana for tovas ha, because then girls will have trouble getting a shidduch. You know, there was concern about the shidduch problem back then. You know, in other words, the girls will have trouble getting a shidduch because people have, you know, if they see she doesn't have any money. Obviously, we have to always realize that you don't marry for money, and people marry for money end up having miserable lives. So that's a big yisod. But on the other hand, you know, people want to have some financial stability. So you know, but the yisod, that's just the yisod. That the married person you know who you like, the person, and not other factors. Like people used to say to me, you know, marry this one because a father, you want to be a chinuch and a father has connection, marry this one, you'll be able to learn kolo for 100 years, you know. And you do any, those are recipes for, you know, they're not a good mahal. You know, in some circles the whole thing is just a business deal. You know, so that's not a good thing. Which I think is better in this community than some other communities. That I'm not saying everything's perfect in this community, but I'm saying in this community, I think the dating is better type of thing. That you know, people actually do marry people because they love that person instead of side things. If you know, get married to because you'll be the next Rosh Hashiva, you'll be the next Rebbe, you'll be the next, whatever. You marry because the person has, you know, you respect the person. And not you respect the person's bank account, or you respect the person's thing. And that's an important so we can go on with that in a long time, but I want to give the shiur of my six suffering now. Okay, so then the Gemara has the same thing. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Ibnei Ma'is, Kinu, Ksubas, Medin Dichrin. Why did they make this takana? Kidei, Sheyikpots Odom, Yichtav, Labito, Kibido. So it's this way. A father, when he's giving money to the child going into the marriage, so he knows that when his son gets married, that money is going to be the son's kids, so he won't be hesitant. But the daughter, she's marrying somebody else, so it's going to go into the husband's pocket eventually, and that may be therefore going into the husband's other wife. And then, so for his son, he always knows that he won't lose out on that money that he puts in his son's pocket. But the money he gives in his daughter's pocket, that can go to a stranger, meaning to the other kids. So then they'll have a harder time getting a shidduch. So they made a takana to facilitate shidduchim. So the Gemara says, "Umiyik amidid rachmana omar barat leiris barta lo teiris." But how can they make a takana like this? That that you're taking away from the regular Yorish. Say, you can be the Rahman Amar Bar. In other words, if the Torah would say the boy gets, not the girl, so Rabbanu can give it to somebody who, like the article Gemara said, they can't give it to somebody who it's not there, it doesn't belong to them, the Yerusha. So the Gemara says, no, Hanami Doraisa, the concept of facilitating a Shidduch is also Doraisa. In other words, Yerusha is Doraisa, but this is also Doraisa. Why? And he quotes the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The Ksev Khu Nashim, Ali the Banim, Vnos Khu Lavnechem Nashim, and Mosechem Dunu Hanashim, Ishlam Abadim Biyade, Kaime, Elabadim Mi Kaime Biyade, Akamashulam, the Lubu Shadixin, the Nasim Lok, Kechem Kapsile, Lassi Naskile, Akaba Yisun Lidix. Okay, so that's, so it's interesting, it even calls it a Doraisa, even though it's a Pelsuk in Yirmiyahu. So the Ritzvah says, Hanami Doraisa Perish, Mitzvah Doraisa, Ibi Divre Kabbalah. It's different Kabbalah. In other words, it's Pasuk and Navi. But a Pasuk and Navi says you do for your daughter to make sure she gets married. So in our society, we have to parents have to try for their kids to get shidduchim. As I know quite well, people are always calling for So we have, a different, today in our society, women, or at least people acting on behalf of women, are proactive as well, which is fine. I don't necessarily group that into the feminist agenda of this society. That's okay, even though there are a lot of things that I do put into the feminist agenda of this society. But trying for your kids, for shidduchim, for your good daughter, that's okay. That's I feel it has a Torah value, and then they should go out and they should know each other. I say over from Rabbi Zatzal, the story that the Satmar Rebbe had the taina that people were dating too much. He quoted the pasuk Katzdi b'chayai b'pnei b'nos ches, which literally means he doesn't like the people from the chiti. But the Satmar Rebbe used the pun that he's upset with the benos ches, the people who feel they have to go on 8 dates. Ches, lashon 8. That was his title. So Rabbi said back, he said, Satmar Rebbe, he was a Masader Kedushin, but I'm also a Masader Gittin. So I know that it's important that they should go out on dates, and they shouldn't just go out on a few dates. Then obviously there's a limit, you can't go out forever. See if people go, but it's a big. So Rabbik was a very smart man. The Satmar Rebbe was also a very smart man, but Rabbik had a lot of experience in Gittin. He was a big Masada Gittin, etc. Okay, this is Rav Moshe Bick. That's all. It's my wife's uncle. Okay, so now that we've concluded that there's this mitzvah, even Divrei Kabbalah, to get shidduchim for your kids, so that maybe you can't come from Mos Meiser. So the big yisod we'll have to see.
What is the money you're spending to?
So here you're spending money, you're giving her an adunya.
There's a dowry.
Right. So when she comes into the marriage, She has assets, so it'll make her, again, not that we recommend people getting married for money, but especially in the time of Chazal, where they didn't have the affluence of today, and that's why people, when they got married, they waited a year till they lived together, because, right? Today you get married and then you live together right away. Then it was Yud Beis Chodesh, hopefully a good Yud Beis Chodesh Yeah, but I'm saying you could give as much as, obviously different people gave different amounts.
Well,
hinder for, you mean obviously the whole concept was that they should give a nice dowry and then he'll have a better chance of getting a shidduch. Again, I think we should point out that money's not the, but you know, we're not talking to be affluent, just to have basic living needs. You know, that's important. That's a very important yisod, that everyone has to realize that they have to live and they have to eat and they have to, right? They don't have to be some major, you know, major gvir. But so now the question is, so how does this go with most meiser? Do we say that this is a dover shabachova? And so the big yisod that we're going to have to see here is the two things. What is the father's obligation? So if you look carefully in the Gemara, you'll see, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, I think, points it out in the Tshuva, you know what it is? Parents' obligation is to find the shidduch, not to make the wedding, which is, we don't usually think in those terms. Because today, the kid is going to make his wedding. There are people like that. There are people who have spent the money to make their own wedding. It's not common, but it's not.
Wasn't that also part of the habit of a year before marriage?
But so the parents' chiyuv is just to find the shidduch or make the son or daughter marketable, so to speak. But who is the chovah to make the suda? Is the chassid. It's interesting. Look in the Shulchan Aruch on page 6. If a chassid ain't a rotzel aso suda. It's a funny thing. We don't think of those terms today. What do you mean he doesn't want to make a suda? A chassid ain't a rotzel aso suda. A krovei akala. Rotzim sheyaseh suda, kofim also sheyaseh suda lufi kvodo ulufi kvodo. So we're going to see. Rav Moshe points out, you're not kofim the parents. You kofim the chassid. In other words, the parents, in those days, the selection of the shidduch was more done by the in Hasidic circles today too. That the parents make the shidduch. I have a friend, they used to go out a couple of days, but it's basically, it's between the parents, which sometimes works, like everything else in life, sometimes works and sometimes doesn't work. But the parents made the shidduch and find the shidduch, right? And who makes the suda? The chassan makes the suda. So now it could come out, we're going to see where Moshe is going to point out, that the paying for the wedding might not be a dover shebechova for the parents, because it's not their chova. They want to be nice and give and pay for the hall and this and that, but maybe they can take from most meiser, because it's not their chova. Their chova is only to find the shidduch. So, if you take a look. Yeah, take a look at Rav Moshe's tshuva here. Page 9. Yeah. So he says here, what happened? The Dunya Aseres Alofim Dolar. Lachoslo Shimon. Because the father-in-law gave the son-in-law $10,000. They should yuchal lilmon achar achasana, Ezer Shonim. Here's $10,000 you can learn 1967. It's a lot of money. $10,000 in 1967 was a lot of money. Today, that's not a lot of money. So he gave him $10,000 so he could learn. And he left it in the bank. You know, he gets interest. And he'll get $500 a year. Right, so he'll get $500 a year in the bank. Bodhisattva will say, Ela, Hotoso, Kadesh, Yer, Pono, and Bitirdas Parnasa. It'll help him with other things. So he won't have Parnasa problems. Yuchaluba, Bimnucha. So now, this guy, he's getting all this money. He says, oh, my sixofim. Okay, Ace wrote to Shimba, Achas and Lite Maisem, he's a Litztoka. Lekrovo. He's giving him $10,000 he can learn a koilo. And he says he wants to give my sixofim. The Chosno Mocha. He said, what are you doing? I'm not giving you money to support your family, your brother, your whatever. I'm giving it to you. And he has a couple of tainas. He has three tainas why he thinks it's wrong that his son-in-law shouldn't give the ma'aser. Al shekvar nosa ma'aser ala medunya. In other words, he already gave ma'aser on this money. In other words, before he gave it to him. The band
cost
more than the actual nedudya. So that's like he gave the meiser so you want to give another meiser? You gave meiser. You gave it for the expenses of the wedding. You kind of gave him after his kid. The first movement we talk about, which came as a fear, the same, but also because they say a public movement or child like a mice with stuff, or you have a little more thought to be starving the host of it. He says, but when you give something to somebody with the intent, I'm giving it to you because I want you to use it for this, then maybe it's a question whether the chlal is a din of meiser, because then you won't have the money for the purpose that it was given for. Yeah. And therefore?
So therefore, if I get money, and you already took your meiser from it, I can find it out of my money.
Right.
So
that's the first tithe. Right. Like they talk
about... So I'm saying
so you don't like tithe number one.
Right? If you have a chala, so then this is bread that's now been... The chala's been taken away. So if you give me that dough, I don't now have to do it. But if the dough is money, right? And you take your meister from it, and then you give me money, it doesn't matter. I have to not
right, 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 right. So the first time, maybe it's right, right. You don't say it's not like meister tvua. When it was meister ready, meister again. But this is a different thing. Now it was your money. Now it's my money. Right, right. So the first time is a little bit weak. But the question is, what about the other two times? So he thinks he's right. In Etzem, that the father-in-law is right. The son-in-law is wrong. Right. So what even if we say, like Matt Lavi, that Taina Aleph is not such a good Taina. The Omer Kosto, the Kvarnosan, who might say, I'll do the Veshkhan. The Nogim Ha'ovos L'Chalek Ha'Maisek Kvi Ha'Yoshem Be'Neim Huvo Pesach Tshuva Shem D'Efshel Lo Nosu Chosmo Tztoka Shem Nosu L'Chavonos Maisek L'Amdunya El Ha'Chalek Tztam Tztoka Harbi L'Odo L'Hashem L'Mesub Choso. So he says Okay, so he says that, okay, so he says the first Taina maybe is not such a good Taina. But he says, Taina Beis, Eklizerim, Asharsim, Shuvim, Pisei Tshuva, Benogim L'Shalim. In other words, the minig is, we saw this, the Shuvas Yaakov, it's a misprint here, we saw it, the Shuvas Yaakov. It says Mishem Shuvas Yaakov. It's Mishem Shut Shvus Yaakov. We saw it. It was in a packet already. The Nogim L'Shalim Imos Ma'aseh. The band you pay with most. Habesem Ein Shum Tam L'Zeh. After who Bar Mitzvah Shmodiv Zeh Bikol Mitzvah Shein Lasos Ma'aseh Shum Mitzvah. Klei Zemer On Gora Had Hachiv Likach Klei Zemer L'Nesuin. So he says V'nira T'kimoshi V'chasen Ein Rotel Lasos Suda. Just like we saw in Shulchan Aruch, if the chassid doesn't want to make a suda, ukro vehakala, rotzim sheyase suda, kofim oso sheyase suda, lufi chloda, lufi chloda. Ken gam im lo yirtza chassid mkli zemer, yesh lokof oso likach kli zemer. Is a chiv of Kli Zemer. So Mamela, so then it's a chiv. It's a chiv is halof. So it's meaning it's a chiv. You could say there was so much money that went for the band. So the old Meiser money was. He says, but that doesn't count for Meiser money because it's a chiv. There was part of the. This is a fascinating idea. Part of the chassan's chiyuv to have a meal at the wedding is also to have a kli zemer. Now that doesn't mean you have to have a 15-piece bin. I go to these beautiful chassidish weddings. One person bin. I think it's the best thing. One person sings, and you have maybe one keyboard, and that's it. Beautiful. I'm not here to try to take away any business from bins or anything. So if you want a bin. Just a day, you know, but the kofa, that's an integral part of a wedding is the music. It's not just on American mishigas. You can be kofa. So mele if it's a chiyuv. So mele the money that was spent for the band is what can't come from most meiser. So you can't say. Voila. Who said? Does he say that?
He said it costs more than a dujah.
It costs more than a dujah. So maybe
the father in law paid the dujah, paid the event, or is it the custom?
Maybe the chassid gave the money because what is it the second time? Shachli zemer shasei asuda alav yosef b'maisei anudunya. So is that pshat because he already paid that money? So b'meila. So it's as if maisei was paid. What do you think? I have to. You have to give maisei from the nudunya, but the money that was paid for the wedding from the chassid side that. Was more than the whole Meiser and the Nedunya. So we're finished with the Meiser. So therefore you don't have to take another Meiser from the Nedunya. It doesn't say that you're thinking from the way you know, how does it work? Flop. How does the flop work? Flowers, liquor, what's the orchestra? The photograph. Right. And that goes, and that's flop is the chassid. Oh. So see? So fellows in the okay. So that's what he says. So that's the second So that doesn't count. He says more, but the main thing we get out of here is this idea that the chova of the suda, chova of the chasana and the chova of the suda is on the chasan. So now we'll see that that the question is if the parents are going to pay, so then maybe they can pay for most maaser. So take a look in Rav Harfenis. He has a couple of tshuvas here. I just bumped into Rav Harfenis. I'm coming out from a chasen, actually. Yes, so Rav Moshe is saying is that the father was right. There was the first time, like you already spoke up. The second time is that it's maaser, but he says I can't be maaser because that's a chova. That's a chova, and that because it's a chova for the chassid. So the chassid can't say, "I already paid for the band," so that the maaser is already paid for, because that's already that's a davar shebe chova. Yes, so Mamela what? He's the second taina is Shakli Zeman Mashar Sasuda Alu Yosem Maisa in the Dunya. So he's saying first of all is a mitzvah chiyuvis. So Mamela what? So I can't count from that. So Maisa and mitzvah chiyuvis has nothing to do. So that so you can't say that the band money was already the payment of the band is already the Nadunya money, because he's saying the father was saying, what do you want to take extra? You paid for the band, so that was the miser. So now you're going to pay another miser? You can't do that. So only one miser. So he what? So what?
He wants to give more.
It sounds like the pain from the band, even if it was an obligation, was coming from another stream of money. No? From another bank account.
Not necessarily. I mean, it doesn't matter this bank account, that bank account. It's how much.
You decide a month later? Oh, I bet you can tell me a month
later. That's what he was saying. That was what the father was saying. It doesn't matter whether the money came first or it didn't come first. Okay, look, you want to make it easy, say he got that money ready from before. Make it easy.
Right.
Okay, so then.
Alright, so he got the money before.
But then, so the main thing is, Rav Moshe writes, in the end, is אבל שייתן המייס על עניים יצטרך הוסטל ליטי לו יוסר הוודאי תיינה גדולה. He says, that's a good tiner. The third thing. That if you're going to use it for Meiser, to give your other aniyim, then the father-in-law is going to have to give you more to accomplish that you could sit and learn. He says, well, I won't take anything more for you. You'd start levatel mi limudu. The whole point of the money was that he should be able to learn. So he's saying, no, I won't take any more money. But if you don't take any more money, then you have to move on to your learning. So then the whole point of the money didn't make any sense. So Rav Moshe thought that was a good claim. So therefore, he has no right. If your father-in-law wants to give you $10,000 so you can sit and learn, don't give it to the aniyim. That's the lesson. That's the lesson we learned from this. Okay, so, and then Rav Harfinis says, I just bumped into Rav Harfinis the other day at a wedding. So I told him I wanted to write the other volume of the safe. This he wrote Chelek Beis. He never came out with Chelek Aleph. So I told him we're learning his safer. He read very good Svarim. Rabbi Harfinis from Williamsburg. So Rabbi Harfinis has the same shaila here on page 11. La Machmirim Mal. Basically his son is a kolom, so could he use his meister for his son in kolom? So he says, yeah. He writes, look at on page 12. He says, "Avdi mechayiv la'av lamed is b'no Torah, aval einu mechuyiv lachziko b'kolom." So some people in the more modern circles will say, okay, so you shouldn't be using your money for that. But he's saying just the opposite. Right. He's saying, since you're not mechuyev to have a kolol, so then if he's a kolol and you pay for him, that's not a davar shemechova. And then you can pay. Your son is a kolol, then when you're an olam emes, that's going to help you out. That you have this chus. But if I have a gavit tzvach, we don't call them the sharanim. So therefore, and that's, we saw the Chafetz Chaim said, that's the Iker, is for Talmud Torah.
And so if you want to be in Kolo, and you do something else, that you were supporting
them? What? If you were
supporting your son, let's say you wasn't going to be Kolo. Yeah. So you just stop supporting. You can support.
So
that would also
be
to,
you don't
want to do that, right?
Right. Right. But you can do that, you know, over giving it, like, we know that, like Rabbi Tug was saying, that stucco goes to your family first. So, you know, you see, some people have this idea that, you know, if somebody chooses not to work, so then we should put him on the low man of the totem pole, as opposed to a person who's not wealthy, but he works, but he just doesn't make, you know, that's a modern idea. Because that people are, now, you know, but in other words, the case he's talking about over here is he chose to be a kolo. You know, he doesn't have to be a kolo, he can be doing something else, but he's choosing it. So he's saying, you're allowed to choose. Now, it might be not a prudent thing if you're not, like Rav Shechtovich points out, it's not everyone's cut out for learning. So it's probably not a prudent thing to be in kolo if you're not cut out for it. You know, and it might cause a problem with your life because you're seeing you're not accomplishing, and then it's not a healthy thing. If you know how to learn well in this, and then that's. But it's clear that if a person chooses it, so he could choose that lifestyle, and then he could be he could use it. Except for the Rambam, the Rambam sheet is you should never take money for learning and things like that. So if you work with that, but for Moshe Feinstein, he said in our generation we could make all of that. Now on the next page, on page 13, he talks about whether you could use the money for the wedding. And basically, he says the idea that we mentioned in his name from before, that we could that the main chiv of the parents. Yeah, so take a look. Shrei Medina Chosid, who's page 14, Shrei Medina, third line. Shrei Medina Chosid, who should serve Lahachnis as a Kalal Beso. Avalena Mutal al Horeh Kalaklal, the Chovas Ha'av, who rat Lahamtsi Lamabushe Chovod, right? Hainuk Sus, Yud Beis Chodesh. And then he writes, here. Take a look at the second column, page 14. Yosef in the bottom. Yosef says, "Al misha masi es bino." Yosef nami mashpozu ve'pozu chovas ha'avu rag l'sayelo v'zivugo limtzolo isha. That's the chov of the father to find the shidduch. Of a lo dibro al demei hanesuin. So zem mutal al chosan atzmo. The demei nesuin lahamtzio latzmo v'ofen min alfanim. Even though in our day it's mekubal in the whole world that the parents pay for the wedding, page 15. So to make a wedding, for your parents to pay for your wedding is stucca. Kaneirish Adavish and Starim Mishum Sharov. And where did this come from? Because the parents want the kids to stay. I mean, this is his perspective from his community. It doesn't have to be. He wants the kids to stay in yeshiva, at least until their marriage. So how's he going to have the money? Now, the son's not going to have the money, even if you don't say this far that they want it, the son's not going to have the money at that point of his life. So b'meila, that's why in our day and age parents pay the bill. And he says, and he thinks Vyosha there, he says even more, page 15 at the bottom. Dotso ze, the Maisik Sofim Mutter Aplaman Domer Maisik Sofim Shaykhul Aniyim. Feinazas Imam Shar Tarchi Mitzus. Tavosi Ishul Ish, Uganke Michal Mitzus Tokal Aniyim. He says that's part of Mitzus Dei Bachsoro. Right, is to find a guy a wife. Hello? And so you have to get all the chassanim today are aniyim, most of them, unless they have some part of a wealthy family that they put away money from him and really the day machsoro is to find him suslirkovalo of isha all these things. So if the parents provide it, then that's stuck, and then they can take it from nights of money. So you can pay, you know. But he points out on page 17 at the bottom, at Risi on the right side, should Zichron and Yehuda, she'ein l'shalem d'mei shadchonis, we might say, right? Whereas you have to give the shadchon money. So that you can't give from Meiser, because that's a chov on you. Now there's always big shaylas in the postkim, who's the shadchon? Is it the one whose idea won? Is it the maskil? Is it the tavech or the one who seals the deal? It's a whole discussion how you know hilchos shadchonis. It's hilchos shadchonis. It's not just a nice thing. It's a chiyuv. There's a lot of discussion of truvim and poskim about that. Not just so we should, you know, that your daughter should find a shidduch. You know, besides that, just the. You're saying if it's mamish, in other words, a lavish wedding, so yeah, so then one could say that you should maybe save money for somebody else, the stabber. What could he do? Does he have a right to say? Right. But the question is where to have. There has to be a certain.
The 5 pieces of sushi that you had over the 20 was the cherry on top.
Right. Okay. Yeah. In the Hanami, it's the that there should be a dual. He even writes here on page 20, could parents start saving money for mice and money, like when the kid is 7 years old, you know, so the time that he becomes 15, ready to get, no, the time he becomes, those circles, 18, you're getting married. 18, 19, you know, you're getting married. So he says that's also a mutter. He says it's better to have their own account, whatever, but.
Where is he from?
Williamsburg. He has a shul right next to the main Satmar shul, his own shul, in Williamsburg. Okay, so this is a fascinating idea. So there is a chova, based on the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The Gemara even calls it Divrei Torah, which the Ritva explains that it's like Divrei Kabbalah. But we said that the chova really is that's the way you look in the Gemara. It's to make your child marketable to get the shidduch. The idea of the suda, that's the chassan's chova. And therefore, if the chassan can't do it, so then the parents can pay, but that's midin staka. And that's a fascinating idea, because these concepts we don't think of in these terms. And then it all fits into my six sofim in the end. Okay, so this is a fascinating idea as we... Thank you.